Hello and welcome to the weekly Youth Trends podcast from VoxBurner. This week's guest is live all the way from San Francisco. Following her keynote at YMS SFO last month, VoxBurner's founder Simon Eder chats to House Party's head of marketing Kimberly Kalb about how the app became a Gen Z favourite and her top tips for youth marketers.
Hey, Kimberly.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Excited. So, Kimberly, if you'd like to just introduce what House Party is and what's your role there?
Sure. I'm Kimberly Kalb. I'm the head of marketing at House Party. So for those who don't know, House Party is a group video chat app, but there's a little twist that we like to call presence. So instead of opening the app and calling people, you open it and all of your friends get a notification that you're online and available to chat. So when they come online, because they're free too, they can not only see who's online of their friends, they can even see who they're talking to. So just like a real house party, you can join into different conversations with your friends, and it's very casual and social and mimics real life.
And obviously, what you've done sounds like it's a perfect fit for Gen Z. What have you done to really win over them?
You know, Gen Z is a generation that wants to connect with their friends just like everyone else. But unlike previous generations, they were born into a world where they've only known smartphones. So their whole world is online and connected, and they want to be together, but they're online. So we really think we offer them a way to be with their friends in a fun, casual, social way that mirrors real life, even when they're on their devices. So it's a sweet spot. It's a way for them to truly be together in the medium that they've grown up knowing and they're most familiar with.
And do you see that in where you have come from and where you are now, that you've learned from like any mistakes on that journey that's important to learn from?
I think it's really important to be authentic and take whatever that means to your brand and really own it. So I think an interesting early mistake or challenge for us was wanting to be fun and playful and have our brand spread throughout our marketing and the product, but we had a fear initially that it would make people not take us seriously. So we have fun facts that we write that are true facts, you know, just like Snapple facts back in the day, that are inside the app. But there was a lot of back and forth on what kind of facts we should include, and I think we were a little bit hesitant at first, but then once we saw that the silly facts, the crazy ones were resonating best with our users, we really embraced that brand and learned that we shouldn't be afraid to be who we are.
Great. And obviously being at the forefront of emerging digital trends and leading the way with House Party, what do you really see as like the big trends emerging like for you and within the youth market for the rest of this year and into 2019?
Yeah, I think one of the most interesting trends is how users are viewing their digital engagement metrics. So, of course, things like likes, comments, and numbers of friends are still important and still relevant to every generation and the youth market. But I think young people are really also starting to realize that those metrics don't define their friendship and don't define their happiness, and shouldn't be used to define their happiness. So instead, the younger generations are finding ways to stay connected, but that don't include public validation. So one of my favorite examples is VSCO. They've created a world there where people can express themselves and be creative and share their creativity out to their immediate networks of friends, but there's no likes, there's no need for public validation. You know, we've seen this come around with Snapchat where everything disappears and again, there's no public like counter. And that's something that we've embraced too. We don't have public friend counts. All the video on house party is completely ephemeral. There's no way to comment on it and say anything positive or negative. So I really think moving away from a world where public validation defines happiness is going to be a big trend moving forward.
Wow, interesting. So really kind of cutting out that endless stream of social comments, is that right?
Right, and finding ways to interact digitally that feel more real, that feel more like the way we interact in real life. You know, I don't come up to you and like something that you did in real life. I can say hi, and I can wave to you, and I can talk to you face-to-face, but trying to find more ways to be more authentic and be our more true selves online.
Got it. And obviously you mentioned, you know, in the beginning that this is a generation that has not known life, certainly unlike me, before the smartphone.
Yeah.
What do you see that is really defining the current generation of young people and what makes them unique?
You know, this generation is so much more brand aware than any generation before them. They recognize that they're constantly being marketed to, and they've developed really strong, smart opinions about which brands they choose to support. And it's about so much more than the product or service that the brand has to offer. This generation cares about the mission that the companies are living up to, and they really care and try to follow along with brands they care about. So thanks to, you know, things, brand visibility and transparency through things like social media, exposure to company leaders, kids really can define an opinion and care about what the companies care about as well. And they also have really strong opinions about product changes. You know, we've seen this happen with a few big product redesigns, but they have the power to voice their opinions through reviews, through social media, even through emailing companies directly. And they're never afraid to use that power. So it's a totally different generation defined by an ability to develop informed opinions about brands.
Do you see that they are brand loyal, or do you see that if brands like implement things in the right direction, that brands can regain favor like with young people like quickly?
I think that young people care about brand transparency and they care about mission-driven companies. So when they see someone doing something that they like, they're quick to be loyal more to a larger mission and to be loyal to that brand because of they're doing something they care about. But in terms of how to win back Gen Z, I think they're a hard generation to win back once you've crossed them. And often, you know, a product will redesign for a very valid reason, but then trying to win them back without changing back the thing that they're upset about, I think is a really tough challenge today.
No, I understand. In your wonderful keynote address at YMS San Francisco, you spoke excellently around really the importance of ethics and young people when marketing to them online. What do you really see as important to House Party in this? And can you maybe share a little bit of advice for those brands that are thinking about the ethics of marketing online to young people?
Definitely. So as a mission-driven company ourselves, our desire to bring people together and connect them transcends our product, is central to our marketing, and we're really focused on bringing what makes people happy in real life online. So initially, social media platforms were built to help connect people, but, you know, as we talked about a little bit before, they aren't fully delivering on creating true human connection. So by mirroring what people want from their real-life relationships, we think we're bringing in something unique and something special for our users. So the three lessons, you know, we can share are people really want to be authentic, have fun, and feel safe. So I can break those down for you if you want, what those mean and just a couple lessons we've learned along the way.
That would be great.
So in terms of being authentic, you know, we're in a world where people are trying to scale for efficiency, and we've actually found that non-scalable tactics are less efficient, take more time, more resources to get off the ground, but they're more relatable, and because of that, they have really strong ROI. So that initial resourcing ends up helping scale word of mouth, which I think is endlessly more valuable. So a concrete example of that is that we went to campuses face-to-face, like I was traveling myself, and a lot of people will rely on an agency to scale an effort like this, but actually hearing from the people on our team, the founders of our company, made our brand really relatable, and it turned the people, the few people we were talking to, into evangelists. And, you know, I mentioned we did this ourselves. We didn't use an agency. You know, of course, agencies are powerful and valuable and experts in their space, and we're not experts, but we do things in-house, like our creative, our design, our PR, our comms, our social media, even our user support, because we always want to make sure we're tracking towards our mission. So even though we're not the expert, we're the expert in our brand, and that constant dedication to our mission and to being true to ourselves really shines through in our efforts. We even do things like usability testing of our product in person, and we experience the pains of our users as well. It's a good lesson for people in how to make sure users feel like they have a direct line of communication and they aren't being put into a ticket system. I think it's important to make users feel like they're talking to a human being. They can ask that person real questions. They don't have to be afraid, and that if something is making them feel unsafe online, they have a place to go.
And obviously in that, you've generated your significant Gen Z audience. I just really wondered how brands can also get involved and become part of this community.
You know, we've just started dabbling in partnerships, and we are really excited about it. We're looking forward to working together with more companies that share in our mission of bringing people together, and that are interested in targeting a younger generation as well.
Great. Okay, well, the next part of our time together, it would be great just to run through some very quick fire round questions. So here goes. What's your favorite app and why?
Oh gosh, my favorite app besides House Party?
House Party's a given. Other than that,
I would say that my favorite app is the New York Times crossword puzzle app. I use it every morning, and I feel like it really teaches me something. I learn new words, and I feel like I get a really good sense of accomplishment when I uncover a crossword puzzle.
And what's your favorite career moment to date?
My favorite career moment to date is the way I ended up working for my current boss. So I really wanted to work in at Tumblr at the time where she was. And so I knew that she was going to be hosting a private party at the South by Southwest conference. And so I went to the party uninvited, walked up to her and said, "Hi, will you hire me?" 8 months later, she hired me, and fast forward 4 years, and I've now worked at a second company with her, pivoted that company, and am now the head of marketing. So it was a really pivotal moment in my career.
So get outside our comfort zones, is that right?
Get outside your comfort zone. The worst that can happen is someone will just say no or ignore you.
And what is one thing that very few people know about you?
Oh my gosh, I think I'm an open book. I guess the one thing I think few people know about me is that I was a finance major in college. Not once have I put those finance skills to use, other than it's made me pretty quantitative, but I think people are often surprised to know that about me.
And finally, what are you looking forward to most about YMS New York?
Oh, I'm really excited to meet a different audience of people. I think, you know, the scene of people attending in New York is really different than San Francisco. Each city has its own personality, and it'll be exciting to meet a whole new crew of people.
Great.
Thank you, Simon and Kimberly. We'll be back next week for some more Youth Trends updates, and you can find out more about YMS New York at our website, voxburner.com.